Hey, good peeps, Peg City and the Global Village, they call me Bruce, and welcome to Whoop It Up with UMFM, our Summer of 22 miniseries spotlight on the Whoopin' Holler Folk Festival. The Whoopin' Holler Folk Festival takes place on a beautiful farm just outside of Portage la Prairie, August 27th and 28th. You can find full details at whoopinholler.com and all socials. Episodes can be found on umfm.com. 101.5 UMFM is a proud media sponsor. Welcome to episode number one, featuring the Chris Gadoni Band. The members of the band have played together in many iterations over the years, but the Chris Gadoni Band proper has only been around since 2016. And welcome Chris Gadoni, leader of the band.
Excellent. Well, thanks. Thanks for having me. We're a trio. So it's myself on guitar and vocals, and Doug Sullivan on drums, and Hugh McLaughlin on bass. We played together for years now, and quite a few in this form, and we have a lot of fun. It's kind of blues rock, a lot of it. We do some R&B and some kind of like old like Motown stuff a little bit, and that. So it's a bit of a mix.
It's a deep dive, but it's also up to the surface for things you know.
This is true.
And the history. You guys have played around for a while. People are like, oh, if you've been around for a while, what have I heard you play in?
We've played kind of all over, really. We've played in Winnipeg. We've played Clear Lake. We've played kind of all over Western Manitoba and that. So we've played in different festivals. We've played at the Park Theater in Winnipeg, at the Women in Blues. And that was a great time. It was really fun. Just different places like that, really.
I can't say enough about Women in Blues. What an amazing series. And that brings us to... That's the crossroads of the Whoopin' Holler Folk Festival. This is going to be your first one. How did you get involved with the festival?
Josh and Linda probably kind of came up to us, and Huey is always the bass player. He's always after gigs where we can get them kind of thing. So we ended up working it out. We're really excited to play there, so...
It's going to be your first time. What do you know about it?
I've looked at the acts that are there, and I'm really excited to see the other acts that are playing as well. It looks like it's a pretty good variety of different like genres and different entertainment, which is really cool. So
no pressure, but you're expected to bring it Saturday night and get everybody that wants to hear the blues up and dancing. What can they expect from you? Give us a description of what you bring. What makes the Chris Gadoni Band a little special? We know you are. I'm just not going to tell them. You are.
Right. Yes. Well, we are a trio, but we hear often that we sound a lot bigger than just a three-piece. We do bring a lot of energy and try to bring some intensity in that too, and really try and do the songs justice and make it enjoyable for everybody and put on a good show.
And we're going to rock the night. How do people find you on the internet and check out your music? What's the best way to go?
Probably I'm on it. We're on Instagram and Facebook. Post all of our gigs on there, so you can keep tabs on when we're playing next. So Chris Gadoni Music or the Chris Gadoni Band. There's lots of stuff on there, and I'm on Instagram as well.
And you'll be there to meet people, not just at your show. You want the fans to come and say hi. How important is that?
That's a really cool dynamic. That's a cool, you know, aspect of playing live shows and that too, is to actually meet the different people and that, and just kind of connect with them on another level than just being on stage and then being in the audience, right? So
before we let you go, you guys do a lot of covers or renditions or versions or interpretations, whatever word you want to use, as well as originals. Yep. Everything but original has become almost, taboo, but there are some of the greatest and most revered vocalists and artists. Artist, period. Linda Ronstadt, Eva Cassidy were known for taking a song and making it their own. Johnny Cash took Nine Inch Nails' signature song, Hurt, and made it his own? What is the dynamic? What, how do you know when a song is right for you, but it needs your version, when you go outside your genre, let's say?
Well, sometimes it's even being in the same genre and completely kind of changing the song into your own thing. It really depends on, I think, your connection with the song and what it means to you, because that's a very personal aspect of interpreting any music, whether you're just a listener or a performer. So I think it's really important to pick songs that you really connect with, because those are the ones that you're going to, I think, portray in a certain way that's more effective, maybe.
We're not into dirt here at the Whoopin' Holler Folk Festival. We're about love. What song do you love that you just haven't made fit yet? Talk about a tough question.
Well, I think the better answer to the question there is that if you have to try and make it fit, it's probably not the right song for you.
Well, all the right songs will be played by the Chris Gadone Band Saturday night. You're going to love it. Chris Gadone, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for tuning in to Whoop It Up with UMFM. Check out all episodes at umfm.com and all details about the festival at whoopandholler.com. And please do join us August 27th and 28th. Until we meet again, be good, have fun, stay motivated.